Israel was a common people, were they not? They were an outcast. The naval corps was not even God's. But Yah chose them. Did he not? Sure he did. You can try to counterfeit it or make it, or try to make it fit your situation, but it will never fit your situation. You got to do what the word of Yah says. Hallelujah. And he's not going to alternate one thing for you. You will go to hell, not even a handbasket. He's not going to alternate one thing for you. Not one thing. Hallelujah. Habashir says in Matityah, Matthew 5:16. I'm going to move. Yahshua said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your tov mitzvah, your tov work, and they will esteem your Abba who is in Hashemayim. Is that what it says there? He said, let the light, or let the power of this truth that I shall speak to you, let this shine before men. See, we need the pure oil. And the reason it doesn't shine, because you got this polluted type of set of partners. It is one that is hubris, is arrogance, and is full of your self-damnable will. It's not Yahweh. How much you say, let your light, the presence of Yah's Yoshak, let it so shine before men that they may honor and esteem your Abba. And when a man sees the power and the light of Yah in a man, they will esteem his Abba. How do I know that? Because it is one thing that Torah, Scripture, they agree. What do you say, preacher? When Nebuchadnezzar looked down in that pit, he said, did not we put 3 men in there? Were there not 3? He said, I see one like he has a brightness in the midst of a fire. How do you see that? We don't think, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Did he not esteem their mighty one? He brought them out, that one by the name of Daniel. Did he not esteem his mighty one? Yosef in Pharaoh's house. Did he not esteem his mighty one? Because the power of that light so shone. He brought deliverance unto Mizraim. That's what he did. When a man truly has the light of Yah, when one truly has the light of Yah, it will bring deliverance. Even a fool will say he or she has something that, let me get close by them. That's what they will say. I don't have it, but just let me get close to them. I'll feel better. I'll be all right. I just like you when you come around. I like to talk to you. I just like being around you. Hallelujah. I like to hear you talk. You know, I visit Mr. Lockhart every time I go to town. And everyone comes in. This Pastor Robert said, and it's amazing because he'll tell everyone. He will say, you all need to listen to this man right here. He can teach you something now. He can tell you something. I say, he's just talking. You listen to him. He's just talking. He said, you all listen to this preacher. You all know Pastor Roberts? Where do you live? Down there on Miller Road. That's how they respond. Heathens. Hallelujah. I know who I am. And I know what I am. And I will not fret and be intimidated by anyone when it comes to who I am and what I am. I know that. Hallelujah. Because I have fresh oil in me. Pure oil. Every morning I get up, I got pure oil. Pure from the press. Pure from the press. Press. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it is necessary for us, brothers and sisters, that we let the light or the visibility of HaMashiach shine. We've let our own personality shine. Did he come to esteem the Abba? And we let the power of Yahshua shine in us. We let our personality shine that are corrupt and wicked as they come. Our attitudes, they are vile, they're full of stench. And they don't honor your Abba. They say, look at that fool. Look at that stupid woman. Look at that crazy man. Hallelujah. Because they see no light. The reason they see no light, you got to have fresh oil in the menorah that it burns continuously. Now, you do have some trash that burns continuously. But it stinks, too. The vile, sadistic, evil ways. That trash does burn. It does burn, but it stinks. It doesn't give out the right fragrance. But the oil of Yah gives off the sweet-smelling safe oil. Sure it does. Sure it does. And one likes, don't you like something that smells wonderful?
Oh, I like to put a little touch on me. But you just smell good for my woman, my wife. I'm not worried about how I smell to you. Just for her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I don't believe in that. Well, the scripture talks about our law and the different things that the women put on themselves, and it's all right. It's wrong when you're trying to attract someone else that is not yours. There's a wickedness there. Smell good for your husband, man. I don't want to smell like a musk hawk. Take a bath, woman. Get up. Clean yourself up. Because she would tell me the same thing, too. Hallelujah. Could it be smelling like a musk rat? Could it smell smelling wonderful? If I don't smell wonderful in no time, I like to smell wonderful when I go to bed. Hallelujah. Sure I do. Hallelujah. Yokahan, go back to Yokahan chapter 1 Yokahan chapter 1. We must understand this truth, brothers and sisters. I want to try to finish this. I believe I will. Bless you that are listening by the live stream. Yokahan, 1 Yokahan 1 verse 5. Yokahan says, this is the message which we have heard of him. We've heard of Yahshua. This is what I teach you. And declare to you that Yahweh is light and in him is no darkness at all. Did HaMashiach come out of his Abba? Was there any darkness in Yahshua? So how can you say you have the power of Yah in you and that's the life of Yahshua and then our mind is full of darkness? What do you mean full of darkness when we disobey Yah? When there's a willingness to disobey and lay aside what he commands us. The light leads us into the right path. We must have light in order to go into the right path. If you don't have light, you're going to paths that are errant and are wrong. He says, if we say that we have fellowship with him, and if we walk in darkness, we lie. And no lie is going to tarry before him. A lying tongue. I want to tell you all this. A lying tongue. Listen. When one will lie, when you are presumptuous, you lie. A lying tongue hates everyone that is afflicted by it. You can say, you are a damn liar. I said to one of my brothers the other day, he made a statement. I said to him, my brother, you were quite presumptuous when you made the statement about the other brother. Do you understand the spirit of that wickedness? You see, the brother, at least he had repentance. He dropped his head in disgust and shamefulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At least he had that. See, a lying tongue, when one will lie, they hate everyone. A lying tongue hates everyone that is afflicted by it. Well, I love you, a liar. You even hate the one that you told a lie to. I like the way Yahweh makes it plain, doesn't it? They got no rock to hide on it. Not one at all. You can try to run, but you can't hide. Okay, where you go to, you can't hide. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I ask you a question? Is the tongue of short tongue, is it full of truth or lies? So he loves everyone. He hates everyone. Sure he does. He despises Yah's creation. He despised it. He despised his light, his HaMashiach. And that's what a lying tongue does. It is the birth spirit, it is the seed of darkness. When one lies, when we are presumptuous, I say you don't add or you don't take. You just say it like it was said. That's how you do it. That's the tongue of integrity and honesty. Can I ask us all a question? Did HaMashiach speak what his Abba spoke unto him? Did he say it the way he said, speak it? Sure he did. If he'd added one little leavened, a little leaveth, leaveth the whole lump and makes it wicked. You add just a little leaven to bread, it puffs it up, doesn't it? So a lying tongue hates everyone that it afflicts. Don't tell me you love me when you're a liar. Tell someone else. I don't buy it. Not even with a cork nickel. Nah. You don't know love. Hallelujah. He said, this is the message
If we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. We lie and do not practice the emet. We do not practice truth. We do not practice the Torah of Yah. So when a man, a woman lies and speak lies and don't even allow the light of their conscience to even convict them, then they don't even love truth. I don't care who it is. I hate liars, any form of it. You tell me the truth and you'll be all right with me. I don't care who you are. Just don't lie to me. Because I'm not going to lie to you. Well, have you ever lied? Well, sure I have. I put away those old things. You can speak the truth. The scripture tells us to speak truth. We can speak the truth to everyone. To all men. You don't have to lie to no one. You're a damn liar if you say you have to lie. You don't have to alter anything. I say to brothers, oh, well, you know, I believe they said it was 60 or 70. I don't remember the number anyway. It was an extreme number. If I don't understand it, I'll say it like that. Well, he said it. Well, okay then. All right, okay, brother. But don't try to alter anything. Just speak the truth. That's what HaMashiach did. He spoke the truth. And that's what the power of the light will do. It causes us to understand the beauty of truth. And truth is needed in this hour. That's why in Philadelphia they're killing each other like dogs and flies. 172 people since the first of the year. 172. You tell me that's not a dysfunction of mindset, the power of darkness. I tell you what, you go in that neighborhood, you better hold the skin on your flesh. That's what you better do. You think you're walking in there thinking you're some kind of tough person, you will find out. Sure you will. You can sense the darkness in a place like that, make you want to flee. You don't want to be in no place like that. I do not. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie, and we lie and do not practice emet. We don't practice truth and what is righteous. But if we walk in HaMashiach, the light, as he is the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the dam, the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, his son, cleanse us from some of our sins. See, it cleanses us from all of our sins. And we say we walk in the light of Yah. And that light is Yahshua unto man. HaMashiach obeyed his Abba in all things, in everything. He is the living word of Almighty Yahweh. He is the word. And that's what he said unto the Shalishims. When the Ruach comes, it will speak of the things that you've already heard. It's going to draw your strength to that. It will not try to establish anything new, any form of doctrine, because what is already written, it is established. And what he wrote in the love of Israel, it is established. And the Ruach comes to draw from the power of that strength, that we will not sin against Yah. What is sin? When we transgress Torah. That's what sin is. We defy what he says. He has a standard and an order. And we must follow his standard. And we must follow his order. We cannot go about seeking to establish our own wicked righteousness. Well, I know he said that, but I believe this way. Your belief don't mean a nick is what the rat's down. You're twisted. Your mind is twisted. You look twisted. What do you think what you believe? He tells us to believe in him. Not believe in you, believe in him. Believe in his word. We believe in his word, out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. What flows out of you is a dark murkiness, a dark creek, a dark river, a stench. No life in it, no fruit, no fish. There's nothing like a dead river. And the fish are dying and they're dead. Nothing like it. Hallelujah. But if we walk in the light as he is the light, we shall have fellowship. One with another. We'll have fellowship one with another. We'll have the pure. If a brother or sister in light, the brother's going to have fellowship with another brother. And so the sister. This trash we call fellowship is not fellowship. Daughter, brother. It's not fellowship. It's not the Shayuvra of Yah. Shayuvra. It's not that. It's not the oneness of Yah. Hallelujah. That's why I like strong men. I like men. I got a man's thing. Hallelujah. I don't want no brother to compromise with no sin of mine. If he does that, then he's a weak thing. I'll despise him for that. Tell me the truth. Hallelujah. Tell me what's right. Don't get up here and patronize me. My wickedness. Tell me what's right. We despise people like that, don't we? Yes, we do.
We want someone to comfort us in our wickedness.
We don't like men like me.
Because I will tell you the truth. I don't care if it's your mama, your daddy. I don't care if it's your Jezebel's son or your daughter. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's you. Hallelujah.
For my strength comes from Almighty Yah. He is my assurance. I want to read a few more scriptures because I want to close here. It says here in Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 12. I won't be able to finish this, but that's all right. The works will be finished in you. You take this and go forward. That's what I love to do. Just lay it out for you. You will take it. And it will be a great strength. You will go back and you will study it. Very few of you all, forgive me, yeah. Hardly any of you all do that, okay? When I was in school, even when I went to college, I took excellent notes. I could write as well with my left hand as I could with my right hand. I still write well with my left hand. I write with either one. When I got tired of writing with my right hand, I write with my left hand. And I would practice writing with my left hand too. And I took excellent notes. So when it came time for tests, I always did excellent. Because I always had my notes there. And I would go back over those notes continuously. And everything on the test was usually in the note. Sure it is. What the teacher, the instructor gives us, it's usually you take the right notes, you pass the test. And you better make sure you take note. Listen, you better make sure you take note of what's in you. You better make sure you take note of that. Hallelujah. You better make sure you do that. Nehemiah says, moreover, the words of prophecy from this Nabi, 500 years later, he said, moreover, about 900 years, moreover, you led them in the day by the cloudy pillar, and at night by the pillar of fire. For what reason? To give them the light, the ore. Look at this now. He gives us the light for one reason and one purpose. What? To give them the light in the way wherein they should go. So he gives us the light that we may walk in the way that he has ordained. Yeshua is the light of Yah to give light unto Yah's way. And we must walk in the way of Yah. And the way of Yah is an extremely narrow way. That's why he must order the steps of a Sadiqah, a tough man. Not every man's step is ordered by Yahweh. Your sadistic evil ways, they're not ordered by Yahweh. When we go astray from Yah, he's not guiding our steps. So the light or the fire was there, the light was there, Brother Eldender, to lead them in the way that they should go. Now, they didn't walk in that way. They erred, they went rebellious against Yah, and they wandered for 40 years. Wandered. But the light was there that showed them the way. And that's what HaMashiach is. He shows us the way. He is the way of correction. He is the way of reproving. He sets the order of Yah. So that's what light is for, to show you how to walk. That's what it does. It shows us how to walk, brothers and sisters. It shows us which way to walk. For your word, Yah, for Yahshua. Is he not the word of Yah? Is Yahshua not the word of Yah? For your word is a lamp unto my feet, is what David said. Is HaMashiach a lamp unto your feet? And a light unto my pathway? For your word, Yah, is HaMashiach the light? Is he a light for your feet? Come on, brothers and sisters. You get slow on that because he is not. It's one thing that David realized, the interest of the word of Yah, it brings light. Brother Patrick quoted that scripture just recently. The interest of the word of Yah, it brings light. It brings the power of Yahshua. That's why your ears are dull. That's why you sit here like a nincompoop. He intends to dull your ear. When a man gets the interest of Yah, no, you may hear, but it doesn't enter. It's almost when you enter someone's house and say, you're welcome. Then it changes your countenance, doesn't it? A smile on your face. You say, oh, okay. Thank you. How you doing? Such a nice home. Wow, that's nice. The entrance of the word of Yahweh brings light. And the light, and that light, what it does, what that light does, what are the menorahs, the lamps, the light gives understanding. To the simple. To the simple one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will tell you, brothers and sisters, I don't sit around wasting y'all's time
and not study the book. I may be up 12, 1 o'clock in the morning when Yah deals with my left. Are you trying to do that promote you? No, I'm telling you, this is what I promote. The book. Hallelujah. You love sleeping, slumbering, and you come to poverty. It's this when some of y'all haven't picked it up and you don't know when. You may read a few passages. That means nothing. The devil does that. The Muslims do that. That don't mean nigger with the hog's fat. Hallelujah. Study to show thyself approved as a workman. The way you work physically, that's how you work in this. As a workman, need not to be ashamed. And he sadika, he rightly divide. From the covenant of Yisrael, the old book, to this renewed life in Hamashiach, rightly dividing the word of Amat. I have never, in all of my days, even when I walked in Christianity, neglect to do that. That's why you don't try to challenge me with your immature ways of what you think you know Scripture. I've always, all these years, I've always given myself to studying Scripture. I would take my book to work with me. Whereby this glutton and eating, I would have my book, I would go to my car, spend my lunch at that study. Sure would. Because I want to feed me, Yah. I want to close with this. Hallelujah. It says this. It's one thing that Eeyore realized. He said, what did he say in one of his disclosures? He said, I want to tell you something. It's one thing. It's one thing about the wicked. They will always shine the light. He says in Eeyore 24:13. Hallelujah. He's talking about the wicked here too. You must read the entire chapter to understand this. But Eeyore 24:13 says in his disclosure to Bildad, Eliphaz, and Zophar, he says, they are of those, now he's talking about the wicked, that rebel against the light. They rebel against the light. That's what the wicked does. You never done that. They are those that rebel against the light. They know not the ways thereof. They don't know the ways of Yah, nor abide in the paths of it. They don't want Torah. They don't want truth. The murderers rise with the light. Isn't that amazing? Because Yah, he shines on the just as well as he does the unjust, doesn't he? He causes light of the sun in the morning. The wicked man, it shines on him, doesn't it? And the murderer too, doesn't it? These murderers and Philly and the murderers, those that say they love Yah and they hate their brothers and sisters, they're murderers. That's what they are. Deacon Bennett brought that out last night vividly. He said, they're murderers. A liar. Lying lips hate everyone that is afflicted by it. Believe me. You don't have to receive it. I believe what the book says. He said, the murderers rising with the light kills the poor and the needy. And in the night is as and in the night is as a thief. The eye also of the adulteress waited for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me. And he disguises his face in the dark, in the coast. They dig through houses which they have marked for themselves in the daytime. They know the light. They what? They know not. They're murderers. They're wicked. They're sadistic and they're evil. They're corrupt. They know not Yahshua. Hallelujah. The word of Yah has always been a living word. They know not the light. For the morning is to them even as the shadow of life. Even as the shadow of death. That's what Hamashiach is to them. He's death. He's going to judge them. Yah's going to judge them all. If one knows them, they are in the terror of the shadow of death. For the mitzvah of Yah is a lamp to the tzedekah. And the Torah is a light. That's what the Torah is. Was Hamashiach the living light of Torah? A reproof of instruction or discipline are the way of life. And this is the generation that despises this. That's why it walks in darkness. May Yah cause your life to be enriched tonight. Simple truth. So wonderful to see all you, my brothers and sisters. Bless you, Sister Dot. Wonderful to see you. Glad to see you all. All right. May Yah bless you all. May He strengthen you all. You that are listening, may Yah bless you all. May He cause your life to shine bright in the fatness of HaMashiach. May His truth fill your life. In Yahshua's mighty name. Yah bless you all. Hallelujah. Yah bless you all. In all things we do, Barak you, Abba. Bless your people, strengthen them. All those that listen tonight. Our friends, our helpers of the ministry. We ask it all in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. Yah bless you all.